Hello and welcome to Chick Talk. Chick Talk is a podcast presented by the Swine Health Information Center. Chick is made possible by pork checkoff funding. And our mission is to protect and enhance the health of the U.S. swine herd through coordinated global and domestic disease monitoring, targeted research investments, and analysis of swine health data. The purpose of our podcast is to share information we gather from experts throughout our swine industry. I'm Barb Dedeman, your host for Chick Talk, and today we welcome Chick's Executive Director, Dr. Megan Niederwerder. First of all, congratulations, Megan, on your promotion to Executive Director of Chick after about a year and a half as Associate Director.
Thank you, Barb. Yes, excited to continue to fulfill the Chick mission for reducing the risk of emerging disease and help provide producers and veterinarians with resources and information on emerging disease threats to the swine industry.
And part of what we're going to talk about today is how Chick can help producers and veterinarians whenever they're faced with an emerging disease. There's several different programs and plans and research that we have that could be helpful. Do you want to hit a couple of those, Megan?
Yes, I think one of the things is when we think about reducing the risk of emerging diseases and what are the action items or actionables that producers and veterinarians can take, really one of Chick's goals is to provide information and resources that enable producers and veterinarians to take those action items and look at reducing the risk of emerging disease in their herds. And when I think about some of the programs that Chick has in place and resources, I really think about primary areas. One is just keeping eyes and ears open for emerging disease threats. And the way in which Chick provides that information is looking at the disease monitoring reports, both globally as well as domestically. When we think about that information, it's really to consider what's circulating in the U.S. and in the swine-producing states, but also what are the risks of new emerging diseases globally? Thinking about what's circulating in other pork-producing countries around the world, and what could be the risk for introduction into the U.S.?
What other areas do you think that Chick is able to help producers and veterinarians?
One of the programs that Chick has in place that I think can provide a real resource to producers and veterinarians as they are faced with potential emerging diseases in their herds is our diagnostic fee support. And that program is really in place to try and provide funds for additional diagnostics when there is a disease entry that may cause high mortality and high morbidity in the herd and does not have a known etiology or cause of disease. Perhaps it looks like a PRRS case, but the PRRS diagnostics are negative. And when we think about reducing the risk of emerging disease, Chick wants to provide diagnostic fee support to enable diagnosticians and veterinarians to determine a definitive cause of disease in those swine herds when endemic diseases or those that are highest on the rule out list have been confirmed negative.
I think we've made a very good case for that use of the diagnostic fees in a case that we had in Western Iowa where they could not figure out what it was and it ended up being sapovirus, which we don't normally think of.
Yes, exactly. That was a case in which 7 to 10 day old pigs were having diarrhea and diagnostic had ruled out the most common causes of diarrhea in that age group of pigs, such as PDV and rotavirus. And so Chick provided the support to have additional diagnostics through sequencing of the genetic material in that fecal sample. And the diagnostics showed that it was sapovirus, and that really provided the rationale and the impetus for additional research on sapovirus. We really want to understand how widely is it distributed? How much of an impact is it causing for production of these suckling pigs? And really understanding how porcine sapovirus is playing a role in neonatal diarrhea.
That's a good example of how that program worked and helped that veterinarian, that producer, as well as working with the diagnostic lab on that one. What's another area that we need to let people know about that Chick can provide?
I think another program that provides a lot of value to producers and veterinarians is our standardized outbreak investigation program. This is a program that has been led through development by Darrell Holkamp at Iowa State University, with one of the big rationales for the development of this program being that we needed a deliberate and consistent standardized way to collect information after a pathogen was introduced into a swine herd. So really, with the goal of understanding the entry events at farms that are most frequently associated with outbreaks, we want to provide that resource so that not only you can go through a standardized questionnaire that triggers your mindset to think about what were the potential entry events prior to the outbreak, such as feed deliveries, manure pumping, service personnel that may have entered the farm. But then it will also allow us to identify those high biohazard events across the industry so that producers can really prioritize where they devote both time and resources to enhancing biosecurity and reducing the risk of outbreaks.
That's very, very helpful to producers and herd veterinarians to have that type of information available as they're walking through the investigation. Do we have other areas, Megan, that we need to visit about?
Yeah, I think one of the other areas that we have really prioritized as the Swine Health Information Center, but also leveraged funds with other organizations such as the Pork Checkoff and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, is looking at how do we think outside the box with regards to biosecurity in the wean to harvest phase. For many years, we have focused in the swine industry on enhancing biosecurity in the sow and breeding farms, because we know that the risk of disease and the impact of disease on those age group and in gestation are high impact. But really what we've generated with regards to knowledge over the last couple of years from some of the swine disease reporting system data and other research is that the higher prevalence of endemic diseases such as PRRS and PEDV in those older pigs in the wean to harvest phases of production really continue to provide a risk for endemic disease for the entire industry. So one of the things that producers and veterinarians can do in their day-to-day operations is think about how we translate biosecurity and enhance biosecurity protocols and the procedures that are in place in those nursery and grow finish facilities and also in the transportation that connects our industry.
And I think another thing that is interesting to producers is the fact that this Wean to Harvest biosecurity program is a collaboration with several different organizations. Tell folks about that, Megan.
Yeah, it's really thinking about biosecurity in a new and unconventional way. We want to think about how can we cost effectively look at biosecurity in new ways. So thinking about perhaps we can't have air filtration through traditional means on grow finish facilities, but maybe there are other ways in which we can reduce aerosolized pathogen entry into those sites. Thinking about transportation biosecurity. So how do we prevent the trailer and the cleaning and disinfection of the trailer, ensure that that's being done properly and effectively to reduce the risk of pathogens being transmitted back to the farm after delivery, such as to market to the packing plant. We really wanted to think about how we leverage funds because this is such an all-encompassing program. And so partnering with Pork Checkoff and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research has not only enabled CHIC to increase the amount of dollars available for this research, but it's also allowed us to enhance the breadth of researchers that are involved and funded through this program. So we really wanted to think outside the box for how we could provide these resources and technologies back to producers as quickly as possible to close that gap in the wean to harvest phases.
You bet. And I think one of the things that's been very interesting about this program is that we have done rounds of RFPs as well as rounds of funding. And still, as some questions are answered, we have other questions that then we can do additional funding. Can you kind of explain how that's worked and so we can get to the answers to more and broader questions?
Yes, there are some areas of research that we continue to solicit proposals for right now. So the program is a two-year program, and there are specific research priorities that we are continuing to solicit proposals for. Those research priorities include aspects such as mortality management on the farm. So we want to think about whether you render or whether you compost, how do we enhance biosecurity of each of those practices in their own ways? So thinking about not changing the way in which you manage mortalities in that rendering or composting mechanism, but thinking about procedures that you can put in place to enhance the biosecurity of each practice. We're also thinking about ways in which we could clean and disinfect trailers in new ways, thinking about mobile trailer cleaning and disinfection mechanisms, mechanisms by which water is not required. So really thinking outside the box for how we enhance transport biosecurity. The other aspect is thinking about, instead of increasing the number of biosecurity protocols or adapting those, instead thinking about how do we motivate our personnel, our animal caretakers, in very specific and targeted ways to enhance compliance. So really more thinking about the personnel factor, the social sciences of it, thinking about how do we overcome barriers to adoption of biosecurity protocols that we already have in place.
So if a producer or veterinarian wanted to know more about some of this research that CHIC is doing, where would you encourage them to look?
Yes, so the Global and Domestic Disease Monitoring Reports come out on a monthly basis. They come out as part of our newsletter, and I would encourage anyone to sign up to receive the Swine Health Information Center newsletter on a monthly basis so that you can see those reports both domestically and globally. The other programs that we've discussed here are the Standardized Outbreak Investigation Program and the Diagnostic Fee Support. Both of those programs can be found on our website, that's swinehealth.org. In addition to any of the Wean to Harvest biosecurity research outcomes, those will be released as soon as they become available and posted on our website.
And I think another thing that producers might want to pay attention to is listen to their local radio station, because you've done a lot of radio interviews with our farm broadcaster friends and continue to do that. And so when we have new information about those things, we continue to share that way as well as our print friends. So Megan, what other areas would you like to update producers on as we start 2024? And anything else that you would like to share with them that they need to know that's going on at CHIC and some of the things that we're working forward on?
Yeah, I think one of the aspects of the Swine Health Information Center that is unique and that we really try and do in our day-to-day work is that a priority of ours is to constantly be nimble and responsive and adaptive to industry needs. There is a place on our website under the plan of work in which producers and veterinarians can provide us with feedback, can provide ideas with regards to emerging disease risks or emerging swine health issues. We have published our 2024 plan of work and currently are soliciting proposals to address those research priorities that were identified from stakeholders. But again, we want to look at the constant needs of the industry and address those needs in a very responsive way. And so we encourage producers and veterinarians to reach out to us anytime they have areas in which CHIC should focus their resources and thinking about how we provide those resources, again, back to the industry in the most valuable way.
And one of the ways I think producers and veterinarians may not be aware of is the working groups that you convene quite frequently for additional information coming from the countryside and researchers and those things. Can you touch on that just a little bit?
Yeah, we have two working groups, the Preparedness and Response Working Group and the Monitoring and Analysis Working Group. And those working groups are composed of pork producers, allied industry, academic university faculty, the other pork industry associations, such as National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians. And we convened those groups to review proposals that we receive on research priorities. We also convene those groups to review new response plans or new research areas that really help guide the work of the Swine Health Information Center and help us identify those industry needs as they come up in their respective organizations.
Terrific. I think that's an outside resource that is something unique to SHIC, utilizing those outside resources like that. And it also shows how much we work across all organizations for producers. So we're not duplicating efforts, but we're working hand in hand with those other organizations.
Yeah, it's certainly important that we continue to coordinate and collaborate, not duplicate across the pork industry associations, because you know, SHIC has a laser focus on emerging disease. We really want to stay true to our mission, but then also do all of our activities in coordination with AASB, National Pork Board, and MPPC, so that we can, again, utilize resources in a judicious fashion and think about highest value to producers.
So Megan, is there anything else that you would like to update producers and veterinarians on today, or have we covered most of the topics that we're working on?
Yes, I would say that because we just published our 2024 plan of work, I'd encourage producers and veterinarians to take a look at that, provide us with feedback so that they can get an idea about what we will be working on in 2024, and continue to look for updates through our newsletter and through our website.
Thank you, Megan, for sharing this information. It just keeps going and growing, and appreciate the work that's being done and appreciate everyone's time and listening today so that they can catch everything that's happening with the Swine Health Information Center.
Thank you, Barb.
Thank you for joining SHIC Talk. As a reminder, SHIC is made possible by Pork Checkoff funding, and our mission is to protect and enhance the health of the U.S. swine herd. We do that through coordinated global and domestic disease monitoring, targeted research investments, and analysis of swine health data. Thank you for your time, and please have a good day.